Today, Google Research rolled out two academic agents, one for figures and one for peer review. The article frames this not as prettifying papers, but as a move to make academic work programmable.
Right, the blog post makes a clear distinction. These aren't generic chatbots waiting for prompts. They're meant to sit inside specific workflows, touch artifacts, and improve throughput where researchers actually spend time.
The figure agent is the easier sell. The article points out charts and diagrams are repetitive, deadline-driven, and constrained by formats, so an agent can assemble presentation-ready artifacts and be governed on style and labels.
But peer review is the tougher test. The piece emphasizes review is a judgment task embedded in community norms, so an agent must preserve provenance, support consistent criteria, and avoid automation bias.
Product-wise, the article calls this workflow capture. Embedding an agent close to objects of work, manuscripts, figures, review notes, creates stickiness that a chat interface usually lacks.
There are real risks the article flags. Speeding up cycles could just shift the bottleneck to verification. Someone still has to check whether critiques are grounded and whether figures match source data.
It also lists concrete evaluation questions to watch. Can the system show provenance? Is there a path for verification? Does it integrate with existing tools? Who's accountable? And are gains measured in quality, not just speed?
And the article suggests the pattern could travel beyond academia, into legal drafting, compliance, technical docs, procurement, anywhere the artifact matters as much as the prompt.
So the bigger signal, according to the piece, is a shift from showing off model smarts to building operational, governed systems that orchestrate tools and integrate with workflows.
Bottom line from the article, these agents are a plausible beachhead, but the real test is whether they survive contact with real research processes. Integration, accountability, and verifiable outputs will decide that.